Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And today, this show will make you more happy and more sexy. I guarantee that every time. That's why we come back over and over again, because your sex and your happiness is my number one concern. So today, I'm going to be talking with an amazing person named Kika, Divine Kika. Divine Kika is a Tantra master. She comes originally from Brazil, and she has many experiences to tell us about. So Kika, welcome to Sex and Happiness.
Hi, Lori. It's a great pleasure to be here with you. I so love your show, and I love the work you're putting out in the world. It's really beautiful. I'm glad to be part of it.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you, too, and the work that you're doing. We recently met, and we were so taken with each other, and it was wonderful. It was a wonderful connection, and so that's why here we are on the show.
Yeah.
So how did you come to Tantra and this type of work in the world? What brought you to this?
So I came to Tantra 10 years ago when I was having all this painful relationships, and I would have great sex, no love, great love, not great sex, or abusive relationships. It was not working for me, and I was longing to have that fulfillment in my relationships. I always believed that we are here to learn how to love and be loved, and we can be fully happy, and I was sad and devastated because I was not getting it, and I wanted a way to discover how could I find that out. And I found Tantra through a workshop with Charles Meir, and I was very blessed that at the end of the workshop I said, Charles, could I practice with you? And he said yes, and he calls it the night of my awakening, when I had my first female ejaculation, and I went to this state of bliss that it's like a light switch turned on and everything starts to be more beautiful, more joyful, and I start to feel my body and who I am in a very deep way.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Really, really amazing. So your night of bliss, your night of awakening.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And that was how long ago? That was 10 years ago?
Yes, about 10 years ago. But the thing about that night was that after being with this amazing master that has awakened 3,000 women or more, and I would find lovers and I go, nobody else can give me what Charles gave me. And I was looking for that kind of love that the master gave me. Until 2 years later, I talked to him and I told, wow, what we had was amazing. It opened all kinds of things in my being. And now I'm not finding it in my relationships. And I feel like no man can be as good as you. And I need that in order to be happy. And I don't know what to do with myself. And he told me something that I think was the most beautiful gift that he ever gave me, which was, you got it all inside of you. And you can bring it with whoever you are with. You own your pleasure. You own your pleasure. And that stuck with me because after that moment, I started to owning my pleasure in a way that I never done before.
Mm.
So with anyone that I am with, I can feel my pleasure because it's about me feeling and allowing myself to deeply feel and knowing my body and being
beautiful.
The very best lover.
Beautiful. So that was really, really great advice. Now, how long was the time lag between the time you experienced that and the time that then you went back and you had that conversation with Charles?
Between a year and a half, I think. And I was mm-hmm. married at the time. And, you know, my poor husband was trying. It was just not there until I understood that. And then everything changed dramatically.
Well, that was perfect advice. I mean, really, everything is inside of each of us, mm-hmm. and it's a question of whether we're going to bring it or not to whomever we're with, and certainly to ourselves, even if we're not with somebody.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. And becoming your very best lover, it's really when you know your body and you take time touching every inch of your skin and discovering what feels good and taking the time to do that. And so you know you're going to feel, no matter what anyone says or do, you're yeah. feeling it. And you can share that with who you are with.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm so glad that you came to that. So then you started a career. I mean, were you doing something else before? And then you started a career as a tantra teacher?
No, I used to be a massage therapist and a yoga teacher. Before that, my uh-huh. old life, I was a financial director of a big company in Brazil. Imagine that. And then I, you know, switch everything up to my spiritual life. So I come from the business world big time.
Yeah, I do too. I always appreciate people who leave that and come into themselves rather than making everything happen for somebody else's, you know, someone else's wealth and power. You came into your own power.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
So my journey today is really help people to master their sexuality and expand their awareness so they can experience fulfillment and happy, long-lasting relationships. And mm-hmm. I transformed my entire life so I can do that. And that's how I do full time.
That's beautiful. Well, today I want to talk to you about something that I've never talked to anybody on this show about. I've certainly talked to people about it, but never on this show before. And that has to do with women who experience menstruation, PMS, mm-hmm. like before they begin to bleed, the PMS, and how that affects them, and how Tantra and the practice of Tantra can affect that. And what we're talking about, having pleasure in your body no matter what. So can you shed some light on that?
Oh, my God. I made a video about it, and, like, in 6 hours, it got 300 likes. It was, like, probably my most popular video. And it's about, you know, the cycle of a woman and the emotions and mm-hmm. how to have better sex through that cycle and to find happy connections and happy. Because we all have somebody in our lives that every now and then, some time of the month, they go nuts. Or we go nuts. Like, I used to have those thoughts, like, you're fat, you're ugly, you're blah, blah, blah. It kind of, like, hits me. I'm like, where is it coming from? I'm cool. Everything is good. I'm beautiful. It's like, life is great. And I can't believe that, you know. We all go through that without being aware. And
well, the women go through it from the PMS and their partners, if they're heterosexual, their heterosexual partners go through it in having to cope with and deal with however the women may be at that time of the month. And they don't know what to do. Like, they don't know whether to buy chocolate or bring a bataka or give them a tennis racket to beat pillows with or something.
They just don't. Or tell her to go away for a while. And
yeah, go to the red tent.
That is a way to cope with it. And I will explain how this cycle works. So I think the first step is understanding what's going on with the hormones and the emotions of the woman. So if you are in tune with what's going on with her, you can support her and get the best of her for you. And the way we do that is, so when we start bleeding, we are going inside and we are shedding away, throwing away, literally throwing away everything that we are not happy with in our lives. We are cleaning everything that's not working is going away. That's the first thing. And then we start, like, in that 1 week that we are bleeding, we are also mourning those feelings and we are sensitive. And then we go through this part where 7 days after, we start to think about the things that we let go and the things that we want to get, because now there is a space to create a new reality. So mm-hmm. between 7 and 10, she's in that period of, okay, I let go of this and I would like to have that. But she's not ready to go get it yet. Between the 10th and 14th day, she really starts to considering what she wants And in that time that she's ovulating on the 14th day, she's going to get it. Like, she's at it, getting everything that she wants in her life. And she's a little bit aggressive going get it. So she wants more sex, she will go get it. That's when we are ovulating. And we are more beautiful, we have the skin that is glowing, we are the female ready to rah, right?
ready to create what it is we want, yeah. Very fertile.
Yeah, and then there is a light, and then if she has that permission to go get what she wants, she can really flourish. That's the time that a guy can give her new ideas. She's very receptive to everything. He wants to buy a house and she's been saying no. This is the time that he asks her for that. She'll be more receptive.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
And sexually, she's totally going to be more receptive. And then after that, so that's in between 7 day, 14 day. At the 14th day, she's going to start, she's still getting things, and she's now thinking about everything she got, everything that she wanted, and she's still very yummy and sexual and all of that. And the hormones is a good phase. It's like a phase of glowing, phase of feeling good. And then on the, you know, after 7 days after the 14th day, she starts to go through that thinking about everything she got and what she doesn't want now. And she starts to clean the house. And that's the PMS, 7 days about before, 7 days before she starts bleeding again. And that's the time that she is letting go of everything that she doesn't want, and she's mourning it at the same time. Mm-hmm. So at this time, she's irritable, she's sensitive, and the hormones are making her more sensitive. She doesn't feel as pretty. She's a little bit, you know, just all this feeling.
Bloated, a little bloated, and sensitive to touch.
She's like very sensitive, her breasts a little bit achy. She's not feeling her best. And that's the time for the guys, for the friends to go remind her how beautiful she is, how amazing she is, that she can do it. And they're just like, I tell my guys to put it in their calendar, like, be loving and supportive this week. So if you go to my website, there is a map there that you can print out what to do when. There's a map.
So I want you to stop there. If you don't mind, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about this map that you call the map of happiness, because I think that's really the key. I think what you're giving us right now is a map for people to be able to use. Of course, that depends on whether somebody actually owns a calendar or not, or uses the calendar in their phone. A lot of people have them, but they don't use them. So that's a pet peeve of mine, but we don't have to go there. But I do want to definitely talk to you about this map of happiness. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and I am talking to the Divine Kika, who is a Dakini. She's a Tantra teacher. She's an amazing master of figuring out how the female body works and how a woman can stay in her happiness and understand what's happening to her, and then how her partners can cope with all the changes, all the movements like the ocean. So we'll be right back. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
I want to talk to you about the craziest and most inventive sex toy or sex enhancement that I've come upon in a long time. It's called Love Rider, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. That's L-U-V-R-Y-D-R, Love Rider. So I know the couple that invented it. They never intended to invent it. They stumbled upon it. And isn't that how most things go in life? The subtitle to Love Rider is Grab the Bar and Ride Your Lover Wild. And I want to tell you that I've had multiple experiences with Love Rider. I've taken it all around the world and I've had lovers experience it. I've given it to them overnight and told them to come back and tell me their experience with it. And every one of them comes back with a raving report. It's a harness that the person receiving puts around their shoulders, either forwards or backwards, whatever. It depends on what position you want to use the Love Rider in. And the person who's giving, the penetrator, takes the handlebar like they're riding a horse and they lean back and they get amazing angles of penetration from using this device. It's hard to describe, but I want to encourage you to go there and look it up. Listen, my lover gave it a 5.5 stars out of 5. That's all I got to say. So go to loverider.com and look for this beautiful invention. And you can use my name if you call them, or you can use my code Butterfly Workshops, letting them know that you heard about Love Rider through me. That's loverider.com. L-U-V-R-Y-D-R.
We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm talking to Divine Kika. And Kika is a woman who came from the corporate world and discovered herself through an awakening she had in a Tantra course with the famous and sometimes infamous Charles Muir. And
that's a great way to put it.
And and she's devoted her life now to teaching people how to become happy in their lives, how to actually live their life from what they want and desire instead of living their life from being at the effect of the outside world or even the inside world of hormones. So, Kika, we stopped last time when you were just starting to go into this map. So I want you to talk a little bit more about this in detail, like map. What do you mean map? Like a map going from one place to another?
So the first part of the map is like knowing when she's PMSing and knowing extra love, extra care, be extra patient, take an injection of empathy and understand her pain and her difficult at this time. And this is the perfect time to give her beautiful, sensual, yummy massage and massage her yoni, her vagina inside, and give her a little bit of extra love and also help to lose those vaginal walls to get her to feel more relaxed and more in tune with herself. And, you know, that is the other side of PMS that most people don't know about, that I have been starting to experience for the last 3 years once I really understood this. If I feel loved and if I feel supported and I remember that the whole universe is always supporting my existence, if I can just remember that when I'm PMSing and if I feel that I'm receiving that love or even giving myself a sacred spot massage, which means going inside of my vagina, yoni we call in Tantra, my sacred temple, and I'm giving myself that love that I'm pouring from my heart into my yoni, or somebody's, my beloved, is going in there and relaxing those vaginal walls, it gets my whole being to relax. Even the anus, too, if we can relax that anal, because at that time there's tension in there, tension building up. And then if the anus is tight and then if the vagina is tight, how does energy is going to flow through the whole body and we can feel centered and aligned and energy can flow through our bodies freely? It's not going to happen. So the first thing I would say, even for the woman, if you're listening to this show, I'm going to go a little crazy right now, but I recommend that you massage your vagina when you're PMS and have your partner to massage you, and as well as to massage your anus.
Okay. Excellent advice. And this is good. I mean, really, I think this is really a first time we've talked about it like this on the show. Mm. So I like your suggestions. I think they're wonderful, and I think that people need to reclaim anyway the disowned parts of their self. Mm-hmm. Mostly women don't know about their insides. Their partners may know about their insides, but they, if they've never heard of what we're talking about, they've never even explored themselves in the mirror. And then to reclaim your anus, mm-hmm, and your root, your base chakra, without any judgment, without any sentimentality about it, about what you think about it, what your judgments. This is a disowned part of the self, and women need this kind of stimulation as well as men.
You know, in yoga school, when I did my teacher's training, they recommend that we massage it daily, actually as a part of our sadhana, part of our meditation, part of the clearing the body. So I actually recommend when I do these teachings that people do that when they're going to shower. You know, just say, uh-huh, hello, how are we doing? Can we relax a little and a little soapy and just go in and really relax in there? And this is something with yourself, so you don't have to tell anybody about it. Nobody's seeing it, but it deepens your relationship with yourself. And if we think about entrances of the spine, right, our jaw and our anus these days are very tight because we live under deep stress. If we're able to relax those two, remember during the day to relax our jaw, relax our anus, our whole body kind of softens.
Well, I'm a firm fan of coffee enemas, so I'll go further and to say that. But I'm really wondering what school of yoga you went to, because I don't know any other yogis who have ever told me this.
I learned this with Baba Haridas. I did an Ashtanga yoga training, and that was part of our shat karma that, forgive my French, I don't know if I can say it in your show, but we call it shit karma because it was so difficult. We had swallow a rope and all kinds of stuff that we did. This was one of the crazy practices we did of purification, and it did have a great impact on the way I relate to myself and the way I can relax and go deeper in my spirituality as well.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate it. So starting with this self-massage of two private parts of the body and getting self-love or love from another at this time, at the PMS time, that's part of your map of happiness. And then the rest has to do with the 7 days and the 14 days and the...
So I would like to say something else, too, that reach is a beautiful thing. And then if we can, in our relationship overall, be able to reassure our partner over and over again and always come back to the intention we have. My intention is to be the best thing ever happened to you. My intention is to love you and be here to support you to be the best human being you can be. That my presence in your life makes the planet better. You know, sometimes we go through everyday life and we forget And as a reminder to ourselves that every thought, action, or word that comes out of my being towards my partner is creating an energy, and it's creating a connection or disconnection. And
right.
That time that is so sensitive, if I'm able to say words that are creating more connection, more open, and give the reassurance, when the woman is in her moon and she's blossoming, that is a magic time that the tantrics 4,000 years ago knew about that, and there was such a thing as sex magic, and creating this magical time when a goddess is fully in her power and she's in her moon, she's going to give her best to everyone around her, and she's going to shine this light so bright that everyone around her will be happier. It's just a fact. If the mom is happy, everybody's happy in the house. It's true.
Right.
And
it's true.
It's just a fact.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that. So now tell me the name of your book. What's the name of your book? And tell us a little bit about it.
So I'm very excited because this is my first book. And it's called 10 Tantric Sex Secrets for Greater Sex, Love, and Intimacy Tonight. And I make this book to be very practical, like easy to read. It's like you can eat it in an hour and a half. And has pictures. And it's like, it's an easy guide to your beginning journey of Tantra. Like everything that you need to know to improve your sexuality and your relationships from the beginning.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And how can people get that?
So you can get that on Amazon, on Kindle, on my website, divinekika.com. You can get your copy.
Wonderful. And Kika, how do people can find you from your website, divinekika.com. Tell us the name of the book again, just a little more slowly.
10 Tantric Sex Secrets for Greater Sex, Love, and Intimacy Tonight.
I like that tonight part. Really, that's hot. Now, in terms of your sessions, like, do you mostly teach classes? Do you do private sessions? Do you do Skype sessions? If people wanted to get in touch with you, like, what could they book?
I mostly do talks, and I speak in conventions, and I do a lot of seminars all over the world, and I'm available to travel any location in the world for seminars or just a talk, and you can go to my website and book that. I'm also available for private retreats. I love to travel with couples all over the world and help them to awaken, and I take couples through this incredible journey where I go with them to Tahiti, a lot of times in Maui or Brazil, and we have this amazing experience of really healing the relationship in all levels. I think
beautiful. So you're like a personal coach.
Yeah,
like that comes along.
Like you see in the movies.
Yeah, that's great. Like you see in the movies.
Girl,
you're in your own movie.
And I love doing that. I love doing that because I love to see the couples fall in love again, you know, really heal their relationships. It's beautiful. And has been cases that the couples were ready to separate, and that was the best for them. And they did that in a harmonious, beautiful way. It's just they save a lot of money and time with lawyers and all of that. They did it in a way that was healing for the whole family. So that's beautiful.
Well, thanks for doing that. Thank you for helping people find their way either back towards each other or away from each other if that's the direction they need to go in. Okay, well, this is a wrap. So I want to just thank you so much, Kika, for being my guest today. Everyone, you can find her at divinekika.com, K-I-K-A, divinekika.com. And please stay tuned for the second half of the show. We'll be right back.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
As a sex and happiness coach, I understand that increased sexual participation intensifies sexual responsiveness and desire, as well as overall health and well-being. My experience with a Sibian has personally increased my sexual response, and I can now train women to use this machine to have peak orgasms as often as possible. I strongly believe this will add to their health and well-being, whether they have a partner or not. The beauty and the miracle of the human body is that it adapts and changes much more rapidly than people change their beliefs or their opinions. The Sibian can make any woman's body more resilient with each peak orgasm. Sibian is an amazing experience, often described as the Lamborghini of sex toys. If you're a woman and you can get yourself to look at Sibian, you should do so. It won't take away from your partner. It will only add. Trust me on this. I love my Sibian. Go to Sibian.com. That's Sibian.com. Or call 1-800-253-6135. That's 800-253-6135 and say Lori Handlers told you about Sibian. And by the way, if you do have a partner, ask about Venus for Men. That's Venus, V-E-N-U-S, for Men. When I get
that feeling. Well, we're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Lori Handlers, your host, and I hope you enjoyed the previous part of the show, because this time I have something really exciting for you. My guest on this part of the show is a relationship coach and a mentor whose main niche is helping women, you hear that, ladies? Helping women in their 40s find, attract, and keep the exact kind of dynamics they want to have in their personal life. His name is Edward Fish, and over the past 10 years, he's had multiple BDSM relationships and open and poly relationships, including an open marriage with his first wife, and a master submissive relationship with his current primary partner, Lydia. So, Edward, welcome to Sex and Happiness.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me on your show, and I look forward to sharing some really great things with the audience.
Great. I'm glad to have you, and hopefully you will add some light and help some women, as you say, find and attract and keep the kind of dynamics they want to have in their personal life. So let's just start with that, because that was part of the intro, keep the dynamics they want. I think, just saying, that most women would like to just find and keep someone. I don't know about the dynamics part. I think when you say dynamics, you mean like role-playing or BDSM or something like that. And first of all, how do they find and keep someone? Can we start with like step one, and then we'll go to like step two or three?
Sure. One of the first steps that I work with all my people and my clients is getting really clear on what it is that they exactly want. It's one of the major things that my clients have the biggest challenge with. I found that especially with women, they can make themselves into just about anything that their other partner wants to go and have, but they don't really know what they want for themselves or even what goes and turns them on. When it comes to relationship dynamics, there are a lot of things out there. Most of the stuff when it comes to relationships focuses on your stereotypical male-female heterosexual couple. But there are so many more different things that are out there, like the LGBT community, where you have lesbian and bisexual relationships. Then you have a lot of different forms of non-monogamy, such as swinging and polyamory. And you also have the kind of kink realms of BDSM. which for any of your listeners who don't know what BDSM stands for, it is bondage and discipline, domination and submission, and sadism and masochism.
Great. Well, my listeners are up on that, I think, because I've done quite a few shows about it. But one can never do enough, because obviously if people had enough knowledge about relationships, they wouldn't be in the relationship quandary that they're in. So shedding your light on it is your take, and it will help somebody, and it will probably help many bodies. So thank you for that. So you work with a range of people, from vanilla to non-vanilla to kink, and you also work with people just in the beginning trying to figure out what they want in the first place.
Correct. My major focus is for those who are wanting those more kind of non-traditional relationship types. As you mentioned in the intro of me, I've had many experiences in the BDSM as well as polyamory. And my current primary partner also has 20 years experience in the swinging community as well. Whatever relationship dynamic that you want, that's fine with me. One of the main tenets that I go and teach is that everything consensual is acceptable. And a lot of the work that I do, once you go and get clear with a client of what it is that they actually want, is working through the issues that come up on how they feel about actually wanting what they want. Because there is a lot of judgment and prejudice out there in most of the regular society for wanting to have a non-traditional relationship dynamic.
So let me see if I understand what you're saying. Like, helping people figure out what they want is only one step, and then the next step is actually helping people be okay with what it is that they want, because they may feel ashamed or guilty, or they might be prejudiced about what it is that they're thinking that they're wanting, and so they're afraid to, like, put their toe in. No?
Yeah, absolutely. Because if they're not okay within themselves with wanting what they want, it's very unlikely that they're going to be able to effectively communicate to anyone else that they actually want it. And even if they do, they're going to find some way to sabotage the relationship because they don't think the relationship that they're in and even starting to experience is okay for them to have.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So this just popped in my head, so I'm going to ask you this anyway, even if it has nothing to do with anything. How many people that you coach or counsel do you find they're in a relationship that they actually want already, and that the person that they're with would gladly and happily give them what they want if they could just say what they want? You know, kind of like a ballpark estimate, rather than going out and finding a new one.
Mm-hmm. I would say that half of those that I've worked with were in relationships where they started to go and open up to their partners or willing to, and that their partner was actually open to that. One of the biggest things that it comes down to is the idea of negotiation. There have been a number of people that I've worked with in the beginning where they're like, I'm really not the monogamous type. I've been in a monogamous relationship, and I've been going up behind my partner's backs and been going into it with other people because I have this need to be non-monogamous. I'm like, okay, well, you need to actually be honest, because honesty is a core tenet for any kind of relationship. And in a number of those cases, they actually talked to their partner, and their partner was saying, okay, well, let's actually go and try this, and actually bring what they were already doing out into the open. Now, in the cases of where they had been cheating behind their partner's backs, there were obviously hurt feelings and issues that had to be worked through because of that, and broken trust because of the cheating. What was going on, but it all starts with communication and being able to talk and openness and honesty and a willingness on both parties to work through the issues that go and come up.
Sure, I see what you're saying. Well, honesty, that's got to be it, the honest communication and loving oneself and someone enough to risk it shows something, I think, shows some commitment and good faith and real honoring on the part of a partner. So if you can get them to open up and that's what you do, then good for you. Cheers that you can get someone to do that rather than run away when they've been dishonest.
Right, and that can be one of the biggest things and sometimes one of the most scariest things. I've come across a lot of people that said, well, I really want to have it this way, and I don't think my partner would ever accept that. It takes the willingness to actually make that step forward and at least give the other person the option of what they want to go and do so you can actually start and discuss it things.
Now, I recently, just so you know, I recently read Tristan Taramino's book, Opening Up, and she describes all kinds of different combinations of open relating. And there are cases where one partner is fulfilling their fantasy and their love life the way they want to, and where the other partner actually isn't even interested in doing that. Do you see many of those?
Yeah, actually I do. I've been delving more into a lot of different types of open relationships and polyamorous relationships, which compared to the regular, just the one-on-one monogamy, there is hundreds of different ways that a non-monogamous relationship or a poly relationship can go and actually work. And one of the benefits that I found for myself being in polyamorous relationship as well as an open relationship with my primary partner is that I don't have to rely on her to fulfill everything that I need and that I want. And she doesn't have to rely upon me for being her everything that she wants either, which takes a tremendous load off of both of us, saying, okay, you want to experience this. I'm not really interested in that at all. And it's okay if you find someone else I do that with so you can be happy, then come back to me and I can give you what we give you. And you get to be completely fulfilled. I get to be completely fulfilled. And it's very much of a win-win situation.
Yes, I understand completely what you're saying, like taking the pressure off someone to have to be the everything to somebody. And then by the same token, there is the jealousy factor, which is, or even the belief that people have been brought up with, that person should be their everything. That's, there's a huge Judeo-Christian, Hindu, Islam, you know, cultural mores that say you're the person that you are relating to should be, that one should be everything to you and you shouldn't even look anywhere else. So I understand that people have to really look deep and say, wait a minute, maybe what we were given as a model isn't quite the model that's going to work for me. And I guess your job is to get them over that hump.
Right. That's part of the work that we were talking about earlier with helping mm-hmm. them become okay with what it is that they're actually wanting and the dynamics that they're wanting. Because influences from especially religion can have a huge impact on most people. And it takes some work to say and make some reconciliations with that and choose what it is that you want to follow and what's actually best for yourself compared to what you're taught.
Good. Well, so that's why you have a job.
Yes.
That's great. Well, Edward Fish, we are going to take a short break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about some things. You talk about three relationship struggles that you've seen and how people overcome those relationship struggles. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handler, your host. And today I'm interviewing Edward Fish, who is a relationship coach and mentor, and his main niche is helping women in their 40s find, attract, and keep the exact kind of dynamics they want to have in their relationships. So when we come back, we're going to find out about these three struggles and how to avoid them. So stay tuned.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, She creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Han today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Han CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
For weeks now, you've been hearing me talk about the Erotic Coast Film Festival and my film Beyond Dinner winning the award for the best short film. And you've been hearing me talk to all these guests that I met while I was there. And you haven't heard that much about the dinner, although in the show I did with Dr. Ava and Nancy Sutton Pierce, we did talk about what was in my film. I want to let you know that the film is about a ritual dinner that I invented called the Gate Dinner. Gate means beyond in Sanskrit. And it's a very sensual 8-course dinner that starts with the forbidden, starts with dessert, and leads its way back around to other foods. But all the foods in the dinner are very, very sensual, very beautifully prepared, and the presentation is amazing. And in this dinner, aside from everybody projecting themselves through a meditation that I do to their highest self, having had boundary exercises prior, the men rotate around the table and they feed various goddesses, all the goddesses that are around the table. And even if you come there with a partner, the partner lets go, doesn't take things so personally, lets the partner rotate around and have a sensual experience with each person that's participating. In this case, it would be men having a sensual experience with different women and then working their way back to their original partner. If this piques your curiosity and interest, I want to let you know that these dinners are now available to you wherever you are in the United States. And what you need is 20 people who would like to participate, and you can get in touch with me at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com if you'd like to host a dinner like this in your part of the world. I would love to come to your and offer one of these dinners to you and your friends. And I know my chef would love to come too. Also, Antonio Tiggs, who you've heard on the show as well, would love to come and paint your servers. So your servers are all gold or all silver or what have you. So we have a little entourage that would like to come and make this such a memorable event for you. Please get in touch with me if you'd like to hear more about it and talk about the details. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com.
We're back with Sex and Happiness, and again, I'm Lori Handler as your host, and I'm speaking today with Edward Fish, and Edward has been coaching people for the past 10 years. He's also had multiple BDSM relationships. He had an open poly relationship with his first wife, and now he's in a master-sub relationship with his current primary partner. And so he's had quite a bit of experience. Maybe I got that wrong. Maybe you've been coaching people for more than 10 years. How many years have you been coaching people?
It's been a little over 10 years at this point. So
okay. All right, great.
That's about accurate.
And you really work mainly with women in their 40s, which is an interesting result.
I've typically done that since my book came out that I helped co-author Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life. I have recently decided to start working with men as well. One of the more recent clients that I actually had was a man who is separated from his wife wasn't sure what he wanted, and after working with me for a month and a half, got really clear that he really did want to go and be with her, and started being with her again full time, which was a really big success and big win for him.
Mm, warms my heart to hear that. That's great. So yes, I didn't forgot to mention that you're part of the Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life book, which I've had four of the contributors on my show, and I'm about to have four more contributors on my show. So it's great to know what a great piece of work that Lori Avila put together. So shout out to Lori. So let's go to your three relationship struggles that you have seen in relationships. What would you call these three struggles?
Okay, the first one we covered a little bit briefly in the previous part of the show, where women aren't really clear on what it is that they want. And the second one...
Let me just say something to that one, which is even sometimes when women get clear on what they want, they change their mind in the next minute.
Yes.
So, don't forget that. Okay, what's the next one?
This is true. Okay, and we'll cover that in a moment. Second is once they are clear on what it is that they want, the second challenge is actually being okay with it and all the conflicts that come up in between of with what they think that they want versus what they feel that they should or what they deserve or what other people tell them that they should have, and working through that part. And the third challenge is being able to effectively communicate their wants, needs, and desires to someone else so they can actually begin to experience what their heart desires and yearns for.
Okay. All right. So you break it down in a pretty simple way. Like, first of all, can you give us a tip on how to get clear?
Absolutely. For my coaching, I actually have a full six-step process that I go and take my clients through.
Mm-hmm.
So I will go and give your listeners some really great tips that they can go and immediately implement today to help them with it. So first on getting clear of what they want, an excellent exercise, which I've done myself, is standing or even sitting in front of a mirror, looking at yourself in the eye, and having a deep discussion with yourself and asking, what is it that I really want? Now, with a lot of the women that I've worked with, I found one of the things that have challenged them and scared them the most is looking themselves in the eye in the mirror. Now, most women I know go in front of a mirror and use it on a daily basis, put on makeup, what have you, but are unwilling to look themselves in the eye, to peer into their own souls and actually make that eye contact. I've had women tell me, I can't look myself in the eye. I don't know if I'm going to like what I'm going to see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge fear that a lot of them that I've worked with have had. And getting them to the place of actually being willing to have a relationship with themselves. Because when you're looking for a relationship for someone else, it's important to remember that you're also in that relationship and you need to be on good terms with yourself so you can put yourself in best light with others that you're going looking for.
Well said, really well said. If people can't have a relationship with themselves, how could they expect to have any kind of relationship with anybody else? I mean, to me, the notion is crazy, but I know. People do try to look outside themselves to get self-definition, and that has interesting consequences. Very interesting consequences. Lack of responsibility doesn't get people very far. So
right.
Good, a good one. Okay, so that's where they start. They would sit down and have a come to Jesus meeting with themselves in the mirror.
If you want to put in those kind of terms, pick whatever higher faith that you want, or I know a lot of people are just like, you know, talk with your highest self. What is it that you need, want, and desire? What do you know is best for you?
Right, I only said that with tongue in cheek. I don't believe in all that stuff, but I said it because I think it's a really good way to describe sitting and really being serious with self. So,
yes,
great, okay.
And so radically honest with yourself.
Right. Okay, so that's part of the getting clear process. And then the next part of it is, what was step two?
Oh, for the next part of it is helping reconcile and being okay with what it is that you're wanting and desiring.
Yeah, now give us a little tip on that. How do you do that?
Sure. One of the ways to help look at it is by actually getting it outside of your own head and looking at it objectively. One of the things I recommend to my clients is having like a private little journal or diary and writing out what their sexual desires and fantasies are. It gets it out of their head and onto paper, and then they can objectively look at it and say, huh, okay, it's not perhaps as big of a deal as what I thought, or, you know, finding what it is that, oh, you know, going and reading that, that gets you really hot and turned on, and yeah, I really do want to experience that. That's really cool. And that can help start to resolve these conflicts and get out the ideas of I can't, I shouldn't, I don't deserve, a lot of stuff that comes up in the judgments.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. So writing it down, journaling it is one way to get it out of one's head and onto paper, and it helps remove some of the emotionality of it. It's like out there now. Now I can look at it more objectively and say, oh, maybe I want this. Maybe I don't. I think I do. Okay, that's good. And then the third one, again, is being able to communicate it.
Right.
And so do you have a tip for communicating it?
Yes. When it comes to the communication of it, you want to be able to have a calm space. Like, you don't want to, like, have, like, a really big fight with the person that you're with and then go and bring it out and or start any kind of flame. You want to find a calm time, and if you're already in a relationship, you can go to the person that you're with and say, hey, I've been having some things that I would like to go and try. Can we have a discussion about that? And set an actual time and place where it can be you and them, and this is where it can be useful for having the journal that we talked about a few moments ago. And you can bring that with and say, okay, these are some things that I'm wanting to go and try out and read into them. Say, okay, this actually turns me on. Would you be willing to try this with me? Now, you can also take a similar approach for someone new if you're not in a relationship with them already. One of the things that I loved about the BDSM realm is the idea that before two people go and play together, they do what's called negotiation. And they have a discussion of, this is what I'd like to experience, what turns me on, these are the things that I'm curious about, and these are my hard limits, meaning I have no interest in them whatsoever. And as soon as I came across that idea, I went, wow, how much easier would even general dating life be if we could have that kind of open, honest discussion within the beginning part of a relationship with someone that we're wanting to date and get to know and play with?
Mm-hmm. Really great. Great suggestion. Well, Edward, we're up to our time now, and I want to just give people your website and a way to get in touch with you. You have something called The School. Oh, I'll take out the word the. It's schoolofsensualdesires.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So that's how people get in touch with you, through schoolofsensualdesires.com?
They can go to that website, and there's a contact form on them. If they want to email me more directly, it would be schoolofsensualdesires@gmail.com. Both the website and the email have an S at the end. Or they can go and call me at 530-520-5742. And I would like to go and offer a free gift to all of your listening audience members, if I may.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have a report called 5 Secrets to Getting What You Really Want in the Bedroom. And you can go to the website, getwhatyoureallywantinbed.com. Click on free report, put in your name, email, and in the message, I want my free report, and hit send on that. doing that, we'll also go and enroll them for my being able to get my bi-weekly sensual sex tips that I send out to my list.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that, and I know my listeners will as well. So thanks so much, Edward Fish, and everybody else. Please tune in next time when my guests will be four more coaches from the Sexy Secrets to Juicy Love Life book as well. So I can't wait to have them. This has been a tremendous, really basic knowledge that anyone can use, and I so thank you for giving it to us, and hopefully people out there are smart enough to use it. Thank you, Edward.
You're very welcome, Lori, and thank you again for having me on your show and helping your listeners go and get to experience the kind of things that they really want to and truly desire.
Yeah, I want them to have that. Okay, this is Lori Handler signing out for Sex and Happiness. See you next time.
Wow, sex magic. Lori Handler's sex magic.
The
course.
Workshop is really, really amazing. And we were able to create and generate this intense energy in a space of safety and love and abundance. And the magic really happens when she is free to
it
let go.
That's pretty creepy.
That shouldn't be called sex magic. It should be called sex
miracle. That she's the strongest facilitator that I've had the experience with. And there was not a moment when I didn't feel safe or not supported. She was with us individually and as a group the entire time, so that allowed me to go deeper than I've ever had.
Where my lover got to come and orgasm over and over and over again. She was loud as anything, and she was like a wild animal, untamed and free.
It just will bring you into such deeper places within yourself so that you're able to share with your partner.
Sex magic. I'm still feeling it. It was beautiful.
What an amazing course, if I say so myself. But of course, you've just heard the testimonies. For more information, go to butterflyworkshops.com, click on workshops, and find out more about sex magic. It's magical. So if you'd like to experience sex magic and really, really treat yourself, I invite you to experience the Sex Magic Vacation Retreat in Peru. Here's what you'll want to know. The dates are April 23rd to May 3rd, and the intensive is 7 days, followed by 3 days of touring sacred sites, including Machu Picchu. The cost is $2,200, and if you register now, you'll receive $200 off the registration price for this amazing retreat. Go to butterflyworkshops.com and click on workshops to get more information. Or write me, sexandhappiness@gmail.com for more information.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh.